air conditioner and stay safe in heat waves. The EPA expects the program to help over 900,000 households. Julia Simon, NPR News.
And from Washington, you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Severe thunderstorms rolled across Kansas last night, downing power lines, flooding streets, and toppling trees. The National Weather Service reports several tornadoes and funnel clouds near Admire and Olivet. Half-dollar-sized hail in Williamsburg and wind gusts clocked at 60 and 70 miles per hour. WIBW reports a building collapsed in downtown Junction City. The building was vacant and no one was injured. Dickinson and Geary County experienced major flooding last night after a downpour of more than 3 to 6 inches. Strong winds brought down several power lines throughout north central Kansas. Flood warnings have been extended along the Missouri River, including Atchison, Doniphan, Leavenworth, and Wyandotte counties. BNSF Railway has laid off 31 employees in Topeka. WIBW reports that yesterday's layoff affects 25 electricians and 6 carmen. In a statement, a spokesman for BNSF points to an ongoing and accelerated reduction in the amount of coal the railway is carrying. This follows the layoff of 80 employees at BNSF's Topeka location in February. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation and Haskell County Sheriff's Office has issued an endangered persons advisory for a missing woman and her 2 daughters. They're asking for the public's help in finding 23-year-old Martha Unger and her daughters, aged 1 and 2. They were reported missing from their home in rural Haskell County last night. Investigators believe they may have been coerced to travel to Mexico to a religious rehabilitation facility with a couple in their 50s. The KBI says Unger and her daughters may be with Corny and Elizabeth Clausen, who may be driving a black and white Chevy Blazer bearing a Mexico license plate. As expected, Simone Biles is the leader after the first night of the USA Gymnastics Olympics trial in Minneapolis. If Overland Park native Lian Wong hopes to be among the 4 other selections for the U.S. Olympic team, she's got her work cut out for her. She's currently 8th in the overall standings. The women's competition will conclude tomorrow. Then the team and 4 alternates will be chosen afterwards. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, the Kansas City Chiefs are teaming up with Hallmark to make a holiday romance movie. Wonder what the inspiration for that was. That story from Linda Holmes just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, a week-long celebration of film, music, art, and culture in downtown Lawrence, Kansas, June 25th through 30th. Full event lineup and festival passes available at freestatefestival.org.
Speaking of the Free State Festival, I hope you'll join me at the festival Sunday evening for the latest film from Kevin Wilmot, The Heroic Real-Life Adventures of Alvin Brooks. Got a question for Kevin? Leave a note on KPR's Facebook page. I may choose your question for our Q&A. You can find out more about the Free State Festival at freestatefestival.org. This evening on Live at Green Lady Lounge, we'll be at the Orion Room, which is just downstairs from the Green Lady. The Matt Hopper Trio is a combo of guitar, organ, and drums that appears every week on both venues. They'll treat you to an hour of original Kansas City jazz. That's on Live at Green Lady Lounge this evening at 6 o'clock on KPR1. If you're joining us on KPR2, it'll be BBC World Service. Partly sunny skies today, highs in the upper 80s. It's 78 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Viking, committed to self.
Camila Cabello talks about her latest release on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. It's a great way to keep informed throughout your Saturday afternoon. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Tell your smart speaker to play KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts, June 21st through 29th, 7:30 p.m. at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus. Open to the public. More information at sunflowermusicfestival.org.
You've got just one more day to enjoy the Sunflower Music Festival. Today's the day. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, we'll hear from author Catherine Newman about her new novel, Sandwich. It's the story of a modern family in all its messiness. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. Partly sunny skies today with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. Highs today in the upper 80s, light winds from the north 5 to 10 miles per hour. It's 79 degrees in Lawrence, 78 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Support for NPR comes from the station, The Digital Age.
From the University of Kansas, we're your place for NPR News and NPR's News Quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play KPR. KPR's Quiet Summer Drive finished up strong yesterday with more than $27,000 pledged by you, our listeners, in support of Kansas Public Radio. That, in turn, unlocked an additional $25,000 from our generous challenge donors. Thank you, everyone who made a pledge during the drive, and to our sustaining members who support KPR year-round. Your support makes KPR programming possible. Programs like Weekend Edition Saturday and Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. If you didn't get around to it, you can still donate online at kansaspublicradio.org. And from all of us at KPR, thanks so much for your support. The time is 10 o'clock.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
To building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, that slight chance of showers and thunderstorms looks like it's happening in parts of the KPR listening area. We have some scattered rain showers. Hot today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 81 in Lawrence, 79 in Manhattan.
The following program was taped in front of...
Camila Cabello talks about her latest release on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market, with over 70 small businesses and farmers bringing produce, meats, and more from vendors within 50 miles of Lawrence. Saturday mornings at 824 New Hampshire Street, rain or shine. Speaking of rain or shine, we have some scattered showers throughout the KPR listening area, as well as some sunshine. in other parts. Today, we're expecting highs in the upper 80s, light winds from the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows tonight in the mid-60s, highs tomorrow in the upper 70s. It's 80 degrees and cloudy in Atchison, 81 in Lawrence.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations.
From immigration to the economy to abortion rights. On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition Monday morning from 5 to 9 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Tell your smart speaker to play KPR. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including the Czech National Philharmonic Orchestra, the Moth Main Stage, and more. Details at lead.ku.edu. Did you know that listeners are more apt to frequent businesses that support their local public radio station? If you run a business, harness that passion for public radio by becoming a KPR sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. We've got a chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. Highs today in the upper 80s. It's 80 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR.com/public.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord, Philip Gotica, Reza Limericks. Our public address announcer is Paul Friedman. Our tour manager is Shana Donald. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Jennifer Mills, Miles Dornbos, and Lillian King. Special thanks to Monica Hickey, Blythe Robertson, and Vinnie Thomas this week. The new Matlock, that's Peter Gwynn. Emma Choi is our vibe curator. Technical direction is from Lorna White. Our CFO is Colin Miller. Our production manager is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. And the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Now, panel, what will people start doing on planes next? Joelle Nicole Johnson.
Barebacking. Riding an airplane without a shirt.
Peter Gross.
There will be a rash of weirdos not taking 3 Xanax and drinking 5 Jack and Cokes before takeoff.
And Dulce Sloan.
Literally building the plane in the air.
Well, if any of that happens, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Joelle Nicole Johnson, Peter Gross, Dulce Sloan. Thanks to everyone at WHYY. Special thanks to Toby Blumenthal and the entire staff and crew at the Mann Center for the Performing Arts in Philadelphia. Thank you for our fabulous audience who joined us here at this beautiful place. And thank of all of you out there in Radio Land for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. Today on Bullseye, we'll hear from REM's Michael Stipe and choreographer and dancer Twyla Tharp. That's just ahead on KPR. Support for KPR comes from Grace Cathedral in Topeka, celebrating Independence Day with an hour-long community worship service Thursday at 10 a.m., featuring patriotic music by handbell choir, mass choir of singers, and a brass quintet. Details at gracecathedraltopeka.org.
I'm Jesse Thorne. Michael Stipe of REM
is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Partly sunny, partly cloudy today with a still slight chance of showers moving out of our area at present. Highs today in the upper 80s. It's 81 in Manhattan, 81 in Topeka. This is KPR.
It's Bullseye. I'm Jesse Thorne. My first guest is and NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Bullseye on KPER comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. KPR's Quiet Summer Drive wrapped up yesterday with more than $27,000 pledged by you, our listeners. Thanks to all our sustaining members and everybody who made a pledge over the past week. If you meant to make a pledge but didn't, you can still become a patron of KPR at kansaspublicradio.org. And from all of us at KPR,
hi.
Thanks.
I'm Daniel Vasillas, production fellow here at Maximum Fun,
NPR.
Who's interviewing you here from the University of Kansas? We're Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Bullseye on KPR comes from First Presbyterian Church in Lawrence, working to provide a welcoming and safe environment for everyone. Information on ministries and opportunities at firstpreslawrence.org. And from Kansas City PBS, providing news and updates on programming and Kansas City happenings with our e-newsletters. More at kansascitypbs.org/subscribe. Partly sunny skies for this afternoon. Highs today in the upper 80s. It's 83 in Lawrence, 82 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Hi, app recommendations, all kinds of fun stuff. At Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. I think that's about it. Just remember, all great radio hosts have a signature sign-off.
Bullseye with Jesse Thorne is a production of MaximumFun.org and is distributed by NPR.
One simple thing could make you healthier, happier, and prolong your life. Walking.
Walking made us human, really. It was walking that enabled us to move on from being a primate. And in the last 20 years, really, we've just walked less and less and less.
So walk with me next time on To the Best of Our Knowledge.
Join us for To the Best of Our Knowledge from 10 o'clock till noon tomorrow here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This American Life. Today on This American Life, going back to the moment and the person who changed everything for your family. That's just ahead, a minute away here on KPR. Support for KPR comes from Grace Cathedral in Topeka, celebrating Independence Day with an hour-long community worship service Thursday morning at 10 o'clock. Featuring patriotic music by handbell choir, mass choir of singers, and a brass quintet. Find out more at gracecathedraltopeka.org. Partly sunny skies this afternoon with highs in the upper 80s, light winds from the north. Highs tomorrow in the upper 70s. It's 87 in Emporia, 83 in Lawrence, 82 in Topeka. This is KPR.
My dad's ATM password was 1119 till the day he died.